Today we want to look at this thought. Keeping the fifth commandment, honor thy father and mother, could save America from anarchy. The schools, school boards, teachers, and Hollywood have all deliberately undermined the authority of mom and dad. In some cases, teachers actually telling them, do not tell your mom or your dad. So today we want to elevate mom and dad to their God-ordained position. We must honor mom and dad, or we're not going to be blessed. It's a promise. Honor thy father and mother is a commandment with promise. Today, we're doing half of this commandment. Honor thy mother. Yay. We get around to dad next year sometime. I'm a dad, but I know the honor goes to my children's mama. Can you say amen? Amen. She's been the second best mama ever. you missed. Honor thy father and mother is a commandment, the fifth commandment of the ten. Acts chapter 20, verse 12, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land. I've done a lot of funerals of younger people, and I can't help but think, well, maybe they didn't honor their parents. You know, that's something to think about. Well, they were a wonderful, godly person. Yeah, but how'd they treat mom and dad? Especially how did they treat mom? Dad's supposed to be a little tougher, but you got to treat mama right. Okay, mama and dad. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, honor thy father and mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. It's not a suggestion. As the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, listen to this, and that it may go well with thee. You may be thinking, well, I didn't treat my parents very well. I didn't treat my mother very well. But listen, repent, apologize. If she's still alive, go love on her. Amen. And God have mercy on you. But this is a commandment. It's not a suggestion. Honor thy father and mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and mother, that their days may be prolonged, may be longer, and that it may go well with thee. If we do not honor our parents, we are setting the stage for failure based on the word of God. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father. Every one of you, Leviticus 19, 3, every one of you shall reverence his mother. See, this is Mother's Day, a day we have set aside to love and honor our mothers. And Mother's Day is a part of keeping this commandment. Thank God we have this special day. But we shouldn't make this the only day that we honor our mothers. It needs to be more than one day. Today we're honoring our beautiful mothers, but we need to do it all the time. Ephesians chapter, you say, well, my mother wasn't all that good. You still need to honor her as your mother. She got you into this world, didn't she? And she put her life on the line to do it. Childbirth today is not as dangerous as it used to be, but it's still dangerous. Bringing a person into this world is dangerous for the mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. If you like things in the New Testament, there it is. It is in the New Testament. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, listen, with promise. Commandment with promise. How many of the commandments have a promise? This says you'll live longer and things will go well with you if you honor your parents, your mother. That that it may, he goes on to say, verse 3, Ephesians 6, 3, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. So here it is repeated in the New Testament. It's not a suggestion. Do you want things to go well with you? And I do not think this is a problem for me because I've always loved and adored my mother. And dad too, even though it's a little more difficult to love old him. But he did good. He provided a great living. He taught me how to work. He taught me how to cuss, but God delivered me. Most of the time. Sometimes I felt tempted. Verse 9, indeed, they are a graceful. Let me read that first part again. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. You know, my mama has given me some really good advice over the years. Well, you're better educated than her, but I'm not wiser. My daddy always tried to save money. He'd buy the cheapest thing he could, and normally, you know, you buy cheap stuff, you get what you pay for. It would break, everything go wrong. Mama says, boy, buy the best you can afford and take care of it. And that's some of the best advice I've ever gotten in my life. Buy the best you can possibly afford and take care of it. Is that good advice? Verse 9, indeed, they are graceful. Her advice, they are graceful reef, a graceful reef to your head, and ornaments about your neck. See, following godly instruction from your mother can bring greater honor than wearing a victor's wreath or a chain of gold around your neck. I've been greatly blessed by the advice of my mother. My daddy gave me some good advice too. He wasn't always the best example, but he knew what was best, you know, and would tell me to do it. And strangely enough, the one thing he really taught me the most, you honor women. And if you see a woman in trouble, you help her. You open the door for her. Today, you can get cussed out for opening the door for a woman. But I still do it anyway. Can you say amen? Amen. Pull out her chair, just not too far. He taught me all of that. An ornament of godly character is better than silver and gold. Your parents, no matter how they live, will normally tell you what's right. Can you say amen? Because they want to keep you out of trouble. This is why we must listen to our mother's instructions. Buy the best and take care of it has really saved me a lot of money. God makes it clear that he expects children to honor and obey their parents. But today, we're taking, as I just said, special aim at mother. Yeah, this is her day. Honor your mother. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge, I just want you to listen to this. Just listen. I'm not going to preach on it much, but just make a point. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, envy, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. Listen, disobedient to parents. Isn't that something? In this long list of evil things, Paul lists disobedient to parents. Right in there with the murderers and the whoremongers and the adulterers, it's all right in there as a sin, disobedient to parents. That don't impress you? It's important to honor mama. Many teach your parents are old and out of touch. Do what is right for you. Ignore your parents, the old fogies. You know, let your body dictate what is good for you. No one cares more for you than your mother, so you need to listen to what she has to say and not to all the other characters. They don't care anything about you. They're just trying to win some kind of debate. Your mother cares about you. She brought you in this world. She cares about you. My mother, with her wisdom and discipline, kept me out of jail. She knew she married into bad blood, and she could see what she'd gotten into. So she got her some hickories. Anybody, when we got out of line, I know people say, well, that kind of discipline doesn't work. They're liars. It sure worked on me. Thank God she did. I remember one time after she didn't hurt me, but she put the fear of God in me. She strapped my legs real good with a hickory. And after she did it, I felt like I'd had a bath. I felt so clean and good. I started to say, thank you, Mom, for whipping me, but I was afraid next time she'd beat me to death if I encouraged her. But I immediately felt better. This nation is soaked in lies by secular humanist Marxists. If you do not discipline your kids, the Bible says you hate them. Now, you can believe the devil, his crowd, or you can believe the book. It might pay you to spend a lot of time reading this book. And it says if you do not discipline children, you hate them. And Mama knew that. And she raised eight of us. One of my oldest brothers died, two or three years ago. And I didn't really mean to bring this up, but he is the one that dishonored Mama. He dishonored Mama, and he's already dead. And I'm quite a bit older. And if you want to know, better looking. Listen to what Mama says. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 16. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. Cursed. Now, I don't believe that means God's going to follow you around and put a curse on you. But the curse comes. It's built in. The devil will make sure you get the curse. Cursed is he who dishonors his father and mother, and all the people shall say, amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Can we all say amen? Honor her, even though she may not be a perfect mom. Mine was, as far as I can tell, perfect. She put up with the things Daddy put her through, but boy, she took care of her eight kids. Can all the people say amen? Amen. Dishonoring mom opens the door to curses. Jesus taught and practiced, honor thy father and mother. Let's look at that. Luke chapter 18, verse 20. You know the commandments. This is Jesus. Do not commit adultery. And he's quoting some of the Ten Commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. He puts it right there in the top, five? Commandments. Honor, because that's where it falls in the Ten Commandments. But it's just as important as do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. It's just as important for you and me to honor and obey father and mother. Honor your father and mother. I think here it just says honor your father and mother. I mean, when you're 90 years old yourself, you may not be expected to obey your mother, but you're expected to honor her. Can you say amen? Jesus repeated this commandment, honor your father and mother. So this society is really bringing the judgment of God on itself by showing disrespect for mine. And I don't care if you believe that or not. It's happening. Look around America. This place is in trouble. And a lot of it's because we are not honoring our parents and treating them right. Kids in college today have been taught, if your parents don't vote the way you tell them to, give them a hard time. Right. Cut them off. Don't talk to them. Don't speak to them. Those people are going to go straight to a lake of fire that's teaching that stuff. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And he went down with them. Now I said, Jesus taught and practiced, honor thy father and mother. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. The Son of God submitted himself to his mom and dad. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. The Son of God submitted to the authority of his parents, especially his mother. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. His mother seemed to have a great revelation about Jesus. I feel like God has given our mothers great insight, revelation into the lives of her children, and we need to listen. We don't have to do everything they say, especially when you're an adult, but it still pays to listen. And she is the one who insisted that Jesus turned that water into wine. You can go read it yourself, but she insisted. He was backing off. He acted like he didn't want to do it, but he wound up doing it because of her. It's like she had the divine discernment about her son, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. A mother. Wow. Let me know God knows how to do things right. John chapter 19, verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, and wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. You see, his mother would not leave him. She was by his side. She even showed up at some of his ministry. I don't have time to go into all the detail. And there she stood by him, standing by him as he's crucified. A mother. Verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother, he's looking down from the cross as he's dying. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son, referring to John. Verse 27, then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Jesus, while he's dying, he said, John, take care of my mother. If he was concerned about his mother, taking care of his mother as he's dying, we ought to be concerned about our mother. Can you say amen today, especially this day? Jesus loved and honored his mother, and he made sure she was well taken care of after he died. You see, mothers are the most powerful people on earth. And today they're belittled and put down. Especially if you're a stay-home mom. People say, well, you're not fulfilling your life. I hope nobody says that to me. Your mother wasted her time on you. That don't sound good to me. My mama wasn't wasting her time. And no joke, if she hadn't disciplined me and kept me, and Daddy, he'd cuss us, but he never really, I guess he's afraid maybe it hurt us. He shoved Mama around, slapped her around, abused her, but he never did that to the kids. And he never really whipped us either. I think maybe he thought he might overdo it, and he just didn't do it at all. But Mama, she knew what she had to do, and she did it. Can you say amen? And she had 8 kids, and none of us went to jail. Okay. I had an uncle in prison. My dad was tried for attempted murder, 15 years old. And I've never been caught. I hope I haven't done any criminal things. Sometimes you do things, don't know you did it. You know. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. Now, I want to give you 4 great examples of a mother, and I just gave you one, my mother. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery, she really wanted a child, and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord for all his days, for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. God did answer her prayer, and she, even though she was barren, she had a son. Verse 27, she says, I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked for. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord. Hannah literally changed history by praying for and delivering this baby. She's changed history forever. What else could she have done to equal that? Listen, Hannah received through prayer a son she was physically unable to have because of prayer. Well, she'd had a baby anyway. That is making scripture a lie when you say dumb stuff like that. This says she couldn't have a baby. She couldn't have a baby. She had a baby because God answered her prayer, and she said that. We don't have a right to change the Bible. Hannah literally changed history. Hannah received from prayer a son, even though physically she was unable to do so. Samuel, her son, became probably the greatest judge and prophet Israel ever had. Listen, Samuel anointed the first king, Saul. He anointed the second king, King David. He was not only judge, but he was priest. This woman changed history forever. And there's many examples like that in the Bible. Matthew 15, verse 22, a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. She was a Gentile. She had no right to ask for anything. But she said, son of David, she recognized he was the Christ that the Jews were talking about. She said, son of David, my daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. I need your help. Jesus ignored her. Do you feel like he's ignoring you? He's not. I think sometimes he just wants to see if you're going to obey him and stay persistent like he told you to. And we know we need to be obedient in prayer. Stay persistent. Well, I don't see any need for praying and keeping on praying. But when Jesus tells you to ask and keep on asking, in the Greek, that's exactly what it means. You need to do it. Well, I don't understand why. You don't have to understand why. Just do it. I didn't understand a lot of things my mother told me to do, but I knew if I didn't do it, I was going to wish I had. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity, a Gentile, came to him crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed, terribly demon-possessed. The devil's trying to kill her. I need your help. Verse 24, he finally answered. He said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. You're not a part of Israel. So, goodbye. I think he was just putting her to the test. Verse 25, the woman came and knelt before him. Are you this persistent in prayer? Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. It's not right to take the blessings of God's people and cast it to the Gentiles. She said, yes, Lord, I agree with that. Yes, she said. You know, it pays not to get your feelings on your shoulders. Don't be so easy to get your feelings hurt. You might be the one that's the loser if you do. He didn't hurt her feelings. She said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, she said. But even the dogs eat the crumbs. Basically, he was implying you're nothing but a dog. She said, that's okay. Call me anything you want. Just give me a crumb. Heal my baby. That's the love of a mother. Mama, are you praying for your kids like that? You need to. I said you need to. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. This woman would not give up until her daughter was healed. But that's the way we are around here. We believe in staying persistent. So what if you don't get what you're praying for? At least we know we did everything we could do. Verse 28. Then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. See, he was just putting her to the test to see if she really believed what she was saying. Son of David, you're the Christ. he was checking her out. And he may be holding back just a little to see if you'll obey him in persistent prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Your request is granted, and her daughter was healed from that very hour. Verse 28 says, then Jesus answered, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and her daughter was healed from that very hour. A mother's prayer. Now listen to this one. They may not be a United States of America with a Supreme Court, but the laws we have today, if it hadn't been for this mother, her influence is still present even in America today. Exodus chapter 2, verse 5, Moses was floating around in the Nile in a basket. His mother was hiding for Pharaoh that said all the male babies will be killed, executed. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She should have been his executioner. She should have turned him in to be put to death, but she chose to make him her son. Moses, the greatest leader who's ever lived, his image engraved in the Supreme Court. Our laws are based on his today. Anybody tells you different is lying. Are they just dumb? And you know we got a lot of liars and a lot of dumb people. If you believe the Bible, you're smart. If you say there's no God, you're a fool. And there's a lot of people running around here, secular humanists, Marxists, saying there is no God. God says they're fools. Well, Pastor, how can you call somebody a fool? I didn't. I'm quoting God. She should have been his executioner, but she became his mother. She's mentioned in history as a powerful woman, but she took time to raise a son that she didn't give birth to, and a Jew on top of that. She's Egyptian, raising a Jewish kid. She opened it, the basket, and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. She knew exactly what she was getting into. She said to Moses' Hebrew mother, his sister ran up and said, you want me to get a Hebrew lady to nurse this baby for you? When she realized she was going to keep him, said yes. And so she went and got his own mother. Okay. So his own mother got to keep him, you see, for a while and nurse him. So you see two great mothers at work here. One kept him alive. The other one raised him. Now look at this. If you don't think devoting your time to your children, you need to rethink it. Look at this. She said to Moses, now I'm not saying a mother shouldn't pursue a career, do anything you want to do, but take care of your babies. Okay. Amen. She said to Moses' Hebrew mother, take the baby and nurse him for me, and I'll pay you. Not only did Moses get to live, his mother got paid to take care of him. How many think God can do it? God can do it. He will do it. What kind of impossible situation do you face? You've got to fix it. If you pray and believe God persistently, he'll do it. Unless it's something that's wrong for you. I always add to my prayers, Lord, if this is not your will, cancel it out. I don't want anything out of your will. I've grabbed a few things that was out of his will, and I was wanting to give it back. I don't want anything out of his will. This Gentile Egyptian lady named Moses. She gave him his name Moses. His Egyptian mother named him, saying, I drew him out of the water, so I'm going to call him Moses. It says in verse 10, and he became her son. The one Satan was trying to kill wound up becoming the son of Pharaoh's daughter. God can do it, folks. Mama, God can take care of those kids. I don't care how rebellious and nutty they appear to be. Yay. God has his hand on them. Don't you ever doubt it. And never quit praying. You see, he had two mothers. His Hebrew mother saved his life. His Egyptian mother educated him in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And it says he became powerful in speech and action. Educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he became powerful in speech and action. You know he had to live in the palace. He was a great, powerful man, but when God called him to preach, he pretended he couldn't talk. That was all. He was just trying to put God on, but God knew he could speak. Can you say amen? I'm just reading the Bible. That's what it says, powerful in speech and action. Y'all can stand at the door and pat me on the back later. But isn't this good? God used two great mothers to create the greatest leader this world has ever seen. And the laws of the United States of America is based on his commandments. Thou shalt not kill, steal, commit adultery. Our laws line right up with the teachings of Moses. Amen. And when we change those laws and get away from them, like turning murderers loose, for example, instead of punishing them, we have more Americans murdered because people are not obeying the commandments of God. Amen. The Word of God says the government is to bear the sword to protect the people. And when they refuse to do that, a lot of us innocent people wind up paying the price because they are disobeying God. And it's time we got ourselves to the polls and elected people who's going to honor Mama and honor the commandments of Moses. Somebody say amen. If you like that good, and if you don't, you're going against God's word. You see, mothers are the most powerful, influential people on earth. If I ever do anything right, Mama's going to get about 90% credit. Yay. And of course, Jesus Christ has done everything in my life, but if I got in trouble and got shot somewhere, wound up in prison, my life would have been over. So she helped, like Moses' mother, she kept him alive. Can you say amen? And my mama kept me alive so that when I got old enough, I could really serve God. The most powerful force in the world is the love of a mother. There would be no great men or women without great mothers. Just face the facts. That's the truth. And you might be a liberated female, but at the same time, you have to give credit to your mother or you wouldn't be nothing. You wouldn't even be here. Amen. And here again, I have two daughters, mother, three sisters. I think they should be able to do anything they want to do. But I guarantee you the greatest contribution is their children, according to the Word of God. Without a godly mother, there would be no salvation for any of us. You ever heard of Mary?